Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast on your thyroid and fluoride. I'll have another podcast on fluoridation and children, but now let's talk about the thyroid. In order to have a proper thyroid function, you need iodine. It's a halogen, and it can be competitively thrown off, so to speak, by fluoride, another halogen. Fluoride is a toxin. It has been artificially added to our drinking water, municipal water, 75% of American municipal water since 1951, excuse me, when it became the official policy in the USA. And just to give you a comparison, 97% of the European countries do not fluoridate. According to the data collected by the World Health Organization. I think if we take all the countries outside of the US combined and the exposure to fluoride, actually America has a higher exposure. The fluoride in the drinking water is actually a little bit of a political history and industry and profitability history. I think the hexafluorosilic acid is the form that is used in the water, and it actually is a waste product of industry. So a little bit of technical details. It comes from smokestacks of the phosphate captured by so-called wet scrubbers, and it becomes a slurry. It's really not clean. It contains traces of arsenic, lead, mercury, cadmium, thallium, and radionucleotides. So interestingly, in 1993, EPA wrote that it's an ideal, I'm quoting, ideal environmental solution to a long-standing problem. So initially, fluoride was added in 1945 and officially all over the country starting 1951 to prevent dental caries. And that hasn't been really substantiated in science over the last, 50, 60 years. Unfortunately, it's not what we thought it would be. And so now when you look at research, moving back to thyroid function, we have some new studies and we have some new claims. So let me tell you what National Research Council has determined. It now calls fluoride an endocrine disruptor, specifically harming our thyroid gland, which is an endocrine gland. And there was a study published in the British Medical Journal in 2015, and they looked at women in two communities. One was part of Manchester, I believe, that didn't fluoridate the water, and one did. The women in the communities with fluoridated water were nearly twice as likely to report high incidence of hypothyroidism in comparison with the other community with non-fluoridated water. And you have to remember that currently we do have an epidemic of thyroid problems as well as Hashimoto's, and 1 in 8 women will develop thyroid disease. And just like I mentioned previously, Synthroid, the T4, which is a synthetic version of our T4, is number one in the first quarter of 2015, was the number one prescription medication in the country. And around 23 million of American women rely on it every day. So it's a big issue. So what do we do with this information? Unfortunately, no, iodine is very volatile, so you can cook it out in water, but fluoride does not evaporate in water if you want to boil your water to decrease the exposure. Filtration systems, typical ones that we use, Brita, Pure, available in stores, they do not filter fluoride out. Reverse osmosis, yes, it will. However, it also filters out minerals, and I have seen mineral deficiency syndrome in one of my patients with long-term reliance of reverse osmosis. I've been using Nutrimetrics Pure water filter and for a few years, and that takes out about 40-45% of fluoride. And distillation will take out fluoride, but distillation is very tricky because the water is artificial and your body doesn't really recognize it as such. And so you can actually deplete minerals out of your body to, they're going to be pushed into the water to make that water more normal. So distillation is not a long-term solution. I'm hearing good things about PF2 Berkey filters. These are drip mechanical filters that are standalone. So that might be a good solution for a lot of my student patients that, you know, don't have their own kitchen. They cannot install things. And I'm looking at it myself, my personal use as well, in combination with the filter that I'm using possibly. You can't really filter fluoride out of the shower, unfortunately. So you would have to seek a whole house filtration system if you already have problems with thyroid. So it gets really tricky. So we need more education and public outcry, maybe, to have more communities without fluoridation. Now, where I live in Baltimore, I just checked, we do have fluoride added to our water. It's really unusual. So with that, any products that you buy that have water, Starbucks coffee with tap water, you know, soups that you buy, it's all tap water. You're going to have a lot of exposure. So don't have many solutions at this time. Just having a good filtration system at home is a good foundation. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.